Movies with iconic sounds, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal.
You're listening to CJLO News. The City of Montreal wants to use artificial intelligence to manage construction projects downtown. Mayor Soraya Martinez-Ferrada announced the city will be putting out a call for AI-driven proposals to coordinate construction in an area they are calling a, quote, innovation lab. This AI-coordinated space will be bound between St. Laurent, Sherbrooke, Guy, and De La Commune streets. Here is Mayor Martinez-Ferrada announcing the Innovation Lab at a press conference.
When you try to do it in the whole city at the same time, it's too big. You have to make it small improvements and show that it works, and then you can apply it to other sectors.
The goal is to alleviate congestion caused by construction in the downtown core, clearing out the clutter from the area's infamous orange cones. With 2,000 construction projects planned downtown this year, the mayor believes AI can help planners better model construction projects and predict the effects of construction on the surrounding areas. Alexandre Teodorescu is the city councillor for Loyola. He is also responsible for optimization and innovation on the city's executive committee. He is also the co-president of the company Entertain AI. Here's Teodorescu.
You managed to solve a little bit of an issue. Here you have like a 10% impact. Here you have an oversized, outside a positive impact overall. So we want to focus here first.
Dr. Renee Sieber is a professor at McGill who studies how governments use AI. She is skeptical that this project will make construction more efficient for the city, saying, in her opinion, it is all about what projects are chosen, how they are funded, and who is hired to manage them.
This is not a technical problem. AI is not going to fix this problem. This is a political problem. This is a coordination problem, an organizational problem.
The city already uses some AI in its governance. The Montreal Police Force, the SPVM, uses AI software to go through their security camera footage. Sieber is also concerned that an increase in AI monitoring for any data collection, including construction collection, could be corrupted for malicious surveillance.
There's always a potential for harms as a result of increased surveillance. So are there concerns? Absolutely, there are concerns that can't easily be remedied by merely telling people there's a camera here, because if you're going into the metro, you have no choice but to be surveilled by a camera.
Meanwhile, Councillor Teodorescu has tried to assure Montrealers that all data will be stored securely within internal city data banks. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
You are listening to a previously aired episode only on CJLO.
We are starting our second hour of today's rigged sessions, but more specifically, the commemorative Black History Month special rigged sessions on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal, Quebec. Now, this tune is a bit further away from what I would normally play in terms of like electronic music, as it kind of, at least to me, feels a bit more like Afro pop. I guess. I don't really know. I'm not too familiar with the genres of African originated music, but this really cool tune by Mawimbi and Mufrika is one I had to play, mostly just because I really love the infectious groove of the percussions, as well as just the really great sound design and vocal that I honestly couldn't stop listening to. It is definitely my favorite out of Mawimbi's album. This is Kungombe, and honestly, it is something you have to listen to. But that in mind, I'm going to get back to you on the end of the next tune. It is going to be a bit of a shorter one, and we're going to get into a longer tune following that shorter one. So until I get back, oh, by the way, I should probably mention, Mawimbi is actually from France. Rather, it is a collective that is from France of quite a few different artists that all really focus on the African, I would say, pop sounds, but there are some influences within their culture that really do shine through. I'm not too familiar with it, but hey, I mean, based on from what I've heard in the album and some other things I've heard while finding this one, I could definitely say I agree with that sentiment. With that, yeah, I'll get back to you towards the end of the next one. So until then, stay safe and enjoy the tunes. Now we are playing Spazio Corrente and Fred Ocean's Colorful Memories. Now, that tune was a deep house tune with Fred Ocean actually being from Côte d'Ivoire, or I guess the Ivory Coast. But yeah, really love the deep sound design on that one and the very chilled vibes, which is a bit, you know, in contrast to this tune, this is the Thomas Schumacher remix of DJ Rush's tune, Get On Up. DJ Rush, of course, being kind of a legend within the techno scene, to say the least. But yeah, with that, we do have a mix coming up, as in our second mix of the episode coming up. And I'm going to tell you right now, there are some pre-releases in there, so stick around for all of that. But I'm going to quickly shill for the station because we won't have too much time to do that afterwards. So if you want to follow the station, there are really three main socials, if you want to say that there are three main socials. If we're going to say that X exists, you can follow CJLO at CJLO 1690 AM. All the letters are capitalized on that. TikTok, it is at CJLO 1690 AM, but all the letters are lowercase. And for Instagram, it is at CJLO MTL. All letters lowercase there. But of course, www.cjlo.com is the place to go to listen to, well, the station live if you can't tune in on actual, like, radio frequencies. And, well, I mean, 1690 AM is a Montreal radio frequency on the AM broadband, AM band, I don't know. But definitely check it out. Until I get back to you after the mix, stay safe, stay hydrated, and enjoy.
If you're interested in audio storytelling at all, volunteer with CJLO's news department. We'll teach you the ins and outs of audio journalism, no experience needed. You'll learn interviewing, scripting, recording, editing, and we'll support you every step of the way on your journey to producing your own original reporting. We also take a lot of pride in our local focus and coverage of the issues often forgotten by mainstream outlets. Join the team and get your voice on air by filling out a volunteer application form at cjlo.com/volunteer. Or come to one of our weekly pitch meetings, Mondays at 1 p.m. on the Loyola campus, CC 430.
Our talks about movies always start out with the best of intentions. Opinions are shared, debates develop. But then things get heated, words get said. Friendships are tested, disagreements break out. This is when the smackdown happens. Join us for our next epic grudge match, Sundays at 2 p.m., Cinema Smackdown, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Like Scoob, we're all out of Scooby snacks.
Zoinks,
what are we going to do now?
CJLO?
CJLO? Like that super swell, Scoop.
Roomy room.
too low, and you should get up. You've been sitting much too low, and you should get up. You've been sitting much too low, and you should get up.
Thank you. dimensions of love. Moments in time that feel like years away. We'll be right back.
appreciate and separate. Ragamuffin playing songs of reality. Never, 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 never you try to compete. Watch me now. Now you come with your old pan, trying to test the champion. Move away, stay far with your little tin pan sound. Run out of town as I once say, Ragamuffin leads the way.
Like that. Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Blue. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Horrid, you ghastly, and I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you.
If you consider yourself a goblin, ghost, or a ghoul, then you should listen to Deadbeats on Fridays from 3 to 4 with your ghost at the most, me, Pretty Dead Boy. I play most things emo and alternative, and I promise it's just to die for.
You're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
You are listening to a previously aired episode only on CJLO.
Four tunes left, including this one, which we're just about to finish. This is Mecha Turbo 3 by Chime and Mikeshift. Honestly, I love the sound design, as Chime and Mikeshift have been really killing it with their sound design. And honestly, Color Base is pretty underrated right now. I know it's kind of on the decline, but seriously, I really love how they can make really bright and like very intricate chord-like sounds out of basically just resonances. It's kind of insane, but we're going into some hard trap of this tune, Battle Cry by Lit Lords. And yeah, it is just a great tune. I'm not going to even say too much over it. I'm going to get back to you towards the end of the next one. So until then, stay safe, stay hydrated, and enjoy.
listen, hear my cry. There's no escaping.
Thank you.
So for the last time, I'm going to be speaking to you on this episode. We are currently ending this really great tune by Darwin, Heavy Words, going into some absolutely insane UK hardcore. And, well, this kind of ties into what's going to be happening next month. But for those who don't know, Metal March is coming up soon, albeit I think I'm going to be doing that celebratory special near the end of that month. But with that in mind, it is just a really fun time where I get to play some absolutely high octane music. But speaking of high octane music, our next tune, our final one of the episode, Awakened to Titan, is by hardstyle producer Titan. And honestly, it is a really great return to hardstyle from Titan, as I don't think, if I'm not mistaken, he had made a hardstyle tune since like 2024. So having him return back, it just feels amazing. Well, that being said, there's a couple of things I'm going to also do. First and foremost, I'm going to show for myself because I haven't been able to do that all this episode. But yeah, if you want to check out this whole episode, it should be uploaded to Mixcloud by about 8 p.m. tonight. Just type in Rigged, that is capital R, lowercase I-G-G-E-D. Give it a space, capital J, lowercase A-S-N, to make Rigged Jason, your host of the show, as always. If you want to check out my other socials, though, I really only have Threads and Instagram, which is at RiggedJason, no spaces, all lowercase, and of course riggedjason.com is my website if you want to check out things on that side, including that playlist where I put all the episodes of Rigged Sessions. With that in mind, so yeah, as I already mentioned, for this like upcoming March and maybe April, I'm going to be kind of like 1 week on, 1 week off each time. So the next time I'm expecting to be back will be sometime around the 8th of March, which may or may not very conveniently end up being International Women's Day. So expect something special to happen as long as my computer does not decide to freak out on me at that time. The middle March will be, well, further along. So with that said, and our final tune underway, this is Rigged Jason with another Rigged Sessions. Stay safe, stay hydrated, and I'll be back with you soon enough.
You're listening to CJLO 1690.